Okay, St. Patrick's Day around the corner, and AJ ended up with some corned beef yesterday, thanks to a tribe member.
Yes.
And AJ, why don't you read the instructions on that Hummel Brothers corned beef?
The instructions, let's see here. Cooking instructions. Okay, so remove Hummel Brothers corned beef from casing.
That's good.
Place in boiling water and simmer, not boil, for 3 to 4 hours or until fork tender. We recommend that for best flavor with any juices in the package be used in cooking of the product. They are part of the product that became separated from the meat during the transportation and storage and are included in the net weight. Then it gives you carving directions. Slice Hummel's corned beef.
All right, hold on. Eric?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Do you think AJ can handle this?
I'm not really sure. It's a very complicated process.
It really is. Boiling water.
Boil water.
Simmer it for four hours.
No, don't boil.
And then you got to let it sit there for, you know, cooking that way for 3 or 4 hours.
Right.
Yeah. But with ours, you also need to pick up pickling spice.
Oh, okay.
We don't put a spice packet in the corned beef. It discolors the meat, and customers, they end up feeling that there's something wrong with the meat. So we just discontinued it a long time ago.
Where do I find that?
I try in the spice section of the supermarket.
Okay.
Durkee makes a good pickling spice. We recommend that.
All right. So when you're giving someone cooking lessons and they ask you where to find the spice and you have to tell them the spice aisle.
Right. Well, it's the pickling.
You're in trouble.
No. He said pickling stuff. That threw me off.
Okay. All right.
Because I go look at the pickles.
Okay.
Right.
Do you want to know where you pick up the rye bread to put the corned beef on? Or
the bread aisle?
Yeah. I would try there. Yeah.
Do you need to know where to find the mustard to put on the bread before the meat goes on?
You need to find a part.
How about the cabbage? Where do you find the cabbage?
Do you use spicy mustard or do you use yellow mustard with your corn?
Spicy mustard.
Spicy.
Yeah, the golden stuff.
Yep.
But now, one of the things in the directions that I don't know if they're really clear is put the corned beef in the pot. All right, fill it with cold water.
Cold water. Gotcha.
All right, then bring it to a boil, and once it gets to a boil, that's when you want to lower the heat to simmer it.
Gotcha.
And you're going to simmer it for about, you know, depending upon the weight of the corned beef, but usually it's about 3 to 4 hours.
Wow, okay.
Hold on, Eric, let me go back just a second. The water, is it completely covered in, you know, it's underwater?
Yes.
Like an inch or two above
the corned beef.
Okay, got it.
Do you have to add water, though? When will it start evaporating after a while and you add water to it, or you just don't?
Well, if you find that the water is evaporating and the corned beef is now above the water, then you can either add water or you could add like a beef broth. I always add water if I got to add a little extra.
Okay.
But
so you bring it to a boil?
Right.
Yep. Now,
2 or 3 hours.
Boil. That's when you got to lower your heat, AJ, and turn it down to a simmer.
It's a simmer, yeah. So it's kind of like it's vibrating,
just bubbling.
Yeah,
it's vibrating.
If you left that at a rolling boil, say for 3 to 4 hours,
it'd be mush.
Or it'd be really, really chewy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a tire.
So,
yes.
Yeah. So that that's the thing you got to watch. People tend to overboil it. So, you know, as soon as you start to get a nice rolling boil, turn it down to simmer and just kind of wait. And then you'll know when you can stick a fork all the way through it.
Okay.
You know, it just goes through easy. Or what I try to do is separate the meat a little bit. And once it just starts to come apart, you know it's done after about 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
But if you're going to do, I don't know if you're going to add potatoes and
I was just going to ask you the potatoes and the carriage part.
Yeah, usually that's in the
last hour. I've
never
done this before, so I have no
last
idea.
Last hour.
The last hour.
Yeah.
That cooks
and you
everything.
Just put that in, cook it all together.
Nice. That's good. Can I have one pot?
That 1 hour with the cabbage.
Yeah.
Well, now I know what to get you for Christmas.
There you go.
I could use some pot.
Yeah.
Now, you saw where it had the carving instructions, right?
Yeah, right underneath the how to cook it.
Yeah.
All right, read and, that out loud, AJ.
Okay, so carving instructions.
This is on the Hummel Brothers corned beef right. meat package.
And it's a yep. good looking thing, too.
Beauty.
Yeah, it's
good
a beauty.
Look, yeah, good looking meat.
Nice piece of meat.
Slice, that a lot.
Slice Hummel. and it's cold, too. Slice Hummel's corned beef in thin diagonal slices. Right. Across the grain at a slight right. angle beginning at any point.
Angle.
Right.
Angle.
Right.
It's like it's kind
and
of
that's
like, yeah.
important because yeah. if you yeah. cut it wrong, it's going to be chewy.
Gotcha.
Right. That so angle cuts it, right across the layers of that.
I have so a cousin chewy.
Breaks apart nicely. yeah, yeah.
Eric, you should chewy. Make a video.
Yeah. Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
YouTube.
It's a perfect time for it to hit. People would be watching
oh,
this.
Yeah.
Perfect
Why don't
time.
You make a video and we'll post it.
Right. I'll come over.
Listen
come
to this. We're my, giving them work to do.
I'll come yeah. over there with my meat.
Yeah. And you guys can do it together.
Watch me cook it.
Yeah.
Well, when I do, you guys will be the first to know and you can post it.
Okay. That means no way in hell.
That means like, yeah.
That
means no.
We'll get yeah. it in May. Yeah.
there's a couple things. Wow.
2030.
I'm teasing.
I heard a little. Now, when you buy your corned beef, I don't know, you were given the corned beef or you bought it?
I was gifted.
Gifted.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Some guy gave me his meat.
And it's a corned beef flat. Now, there's a couple things people got to remember.
Okay.
Our corned beef is a natural juice corned beef.
Yes.
In other words, it's not a water-added product. And a lot of people see, a less expensive corned beef, and it's a water-added corned beef. When you cook that, you're going to lose half the weight in corned beef. In other words, that's going to shrink up so much. What you think you saved, it actually cost you money.
Gotcha. So this is going to stay
you
know,
you
big?
Buy the Hummel Brothers. You're lucky if you're going to end up with a pound and a half.
I mean, in a week.
Yeah, when you buy Hummel yeah. Brothers, you're not buying water.
No, you're
yeah.
buying quality. No.
Yeah, the weight is the weight. It's yes. not half and, water weight.
And also, there's the flat cut, which you got, or there's a point cut. And point cut, to me, if you're going to make like a corned beef hash, that's the perfect meat. It's got a little more fat in it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
you know, as you're going to make like a hash... it gives it a lot of flavor that way. But if you're going to use that as dinner, I don't always recommend that because it tends to be more fatty than the flat cut. The flat cut is definitely the way to go.
All right, you lost
water
them.
Added.
You
and
lost
you have
them.
To make sure that the package says Hummel Brothers.
Yep, it says yeah. that all over it.
Yeah.
That's probably the most important thing
yes.
I can tell you.
That's great.
Eric, thank you. I think he could do this now.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm hungry
it
for a corned beef sandwich.
It would have been funnier if we just sent them home with it, because
right.
It would have been a disaster.
Right. Right. You would have heard about next weekend.
Well, please let me know how it comes out.
I will.
Take pictures.
I will.
Yeah, do that.
Eric, thank you, brother.
The interest
guys, it's always
you.
A pleasure. Be well.
Take care.
Eric Hummel, Hummel Brothers Meats.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.